If you've been with us now in recent weeks, you'll know that we've been looking in our Lord's Day morning services briefly, week by week, at the life of the great missionary C.T. Studd, who went to serve the Lord in the great nation of China. Most of you know by now he was a famous cricketer. He played for England on the cricket field there, and yet the Lord raised him up to a higher work and a higher service, to be a missionary to the people of China. He had been in China by this stage now for 10 years, and it was time for him and his wife and his four young teenage girls to come home and to return to England just for a little period of time to raise funds and to raise prayer support. And also his health had begun to fail, and the health of his wife as well. So having been in the mission field for 10 years, they returned again to England. It was a very, very long journey from the interior of China, even to the coast, where they would go to Shanghai, and then from there they would get a boat across all of the seas and at last return to England. And it was a very difficult journey, especially with four young girls. And so they made their journey back to England, sometimes travelling by cargo boat, sometimes travelling by what was known as a sedan chariot, and that was carried along by mules. And at last they reached Shanghai, and it was a difficult journey because at that time China was at war with Japan, and many of the Chinese people were suspicious of C.T. Studd and his wife Priscilla and their four young daughters. They thought perhaps that they were spies, and again they faced much hardship and persecution as they returned to England. But at last they got onto the ship that was to take them back to their homeland, and they were amazed by all of the sights and sounds that they seen. Don't forget that their daughters mostly had been born in China. And as those daughters were on the ship going back to England, they saw many, many other white people. And the crew of the ship had a kind of a band, and they would sing and they would dance, and those four girls stood amazed as they watched these people singing and dancing and playing on their instruments. And they came one time and they says, "Dad, these other missionaries, they're singing and they're dancing, and they never talk about Jesus Christ, and they never talk about the Bible, and they're not trying to win anybody for the Lord." And they couldn't understand this. You see, every other white-skinned person that they ever met was a missionary. And this was the first time that they had met people with the same colour of skin as themselves who weren't missionaries. They just took it for granted that if you were white-skinned and you spoke English, naturally speaking, you would be a missionary yourselves. Whenever they get back to England, they stayed at the home of Granny Studd. She was an old lady, and she was a wonderful chef. She was a wonderful cook. And all these people had known for 10 years was to eat rice for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. Almost every meal that they had enjoyed for the last 10 years was rice. And my, they were glad whenever they came back and they were able to enjoy roast beef and chicken and potatoes and all of these lovely things. And I suppose it took a lot of getting used to, because these four young girls had never really had to use a knife or fork before. They'd been used with chopsticks and different things. And of course they enjoyed their time in England. Over a period of months, C.T. Studd's health began to get better. His wife Priscilla was still very, very ill. But at that time, Charles had a brother who was over in the United States of America. He was trying to raise interest in missionary work there. And like they had done years before, they were visiting many of the universities in the United States, speaking about the need for missionaries in China. And so he sent word home that C.T. should come out and speak to the students as well. And so he rose to the challenge, and for 18 months, Charles Studd travelled across the United States, making aware of the needs that there were for workers on the mission field. Now, God might never call you to go to China, or even across to England or Scotland or Wales or some other country, but God is calling all of us to do something more for him. It may be that God has put it upon your heart to speak to somebody in school or university, or maybe even somebody that you work with about the Lord. And maybe that's a real challenge for you. And yet the Lord gives grace where grace is needed. Maybe even a challenge to teach in Sunday school or help out in the children's meeting or go around your community with gospel literature and speak to people about the Lord. There's a need right across our world, and whatever the need is, I believe God would have us and challenge us to meet that need. And so Charles Studd went to America, preached there for 18 months. And that whole time he's away from his wife and his children. Back in those days, it just wasn't as easy to travel as it is today. But things were to change for this family. As I say, their health wasn't so good. And so during their time of absence away from China, God was raising up other men and women to preach the word of God and to carry the gospel. And at that time, there was a need for missionaries and for workers as well in India. And in 1901 through to 1906, for almost 6 years, Mr. and Mrs. Studd and their four children, they went off to India in response to the call of God to pastor a little church there for 6 years. Now, India, as well as China, was always close to the heart of C.T. Studd. His father had worked on a farm there for a period of time, as had his brother George. And sadly, during the time that they were farming out there in India, Mr. Studd and his son George never took an opportunity to witness to the people of India about the Saviour. For whatever reason, maybe they were afraid, or maybe they were just so consumed with whatever they were doing. And whenever they came home after a couple of years of working in India on the farm, they felt so guilty that they had never really witnessed for the Lord. And yet out of that same family, C.T. Studd went and took his opportunity to speak for the Saviour and pastored a wee church there for about 6 years. And what a blessed, blessed time they had, witnessing for the Lord now in India. But friends, it reminds us that we need to take every opportunity. I can think of whenever I was a teenager, I was a Christian, I was saved. And yet in school, and even after that, in college, when I left school, I didn't take opportunities as I should have to witness for the Lord. And my life as well, and my testimony, was far from what it should have been. And I look back in those days with regret. How much could have been done for the Lord if only I had had boldness to speak out and to testify for the Saviour. So take your opportunities while God gives them. Use your life for His glory, and endeavour to be a witness and a testimony for the Saviour. May God bless these words to your hearts at this time.